This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration is urging U.S. states to get ready to distribute a potential COVID-19 vaccine by November 1st, 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. It is the latest sign of the accelerating race to deliver vaccine by year's end. Dallas-based wholesaler McKesson Corporation has a deal with the federal government to set up centers to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. Say that they are concerned the U.S. is not ready for a massive COVID-19 vaccine effort. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Doctors, nurses, and health officials interviewed by the AP and Kaiser Health News expressed concern about the country's readiness to conduct mass vaccinations and frustration after months of inconsistent information from the federal government. In a memo released this summer, the CDC told health departments to draft vaccination plans by October 1st, but local health departments say they're worried they lack the staff, money, and tools to distribute, administer, and track millions of vaccinations, most of which will require two doses. To reach herd immunity against the coronavirus, experts say the nation would need to vaccinate roughly 70% of Americans. Jennifer King, Washington.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization issued new guidelines Wednesday on the use of life-saving drugs hours after a study showed inexpensive steroids cut rates in the sickest COVID-19 patients. The WHO guideline panel made a strong recommendation for the use of the drug therapy given orally or through an IV for COVID-19 patients in critical and serious condition. The panel made a conditional recommendation against using the same steroids in people with milder COVID-19 cases. This is VOA News. A Trump administration plan to steer WHO dues elsewhere may not be legal. AP correspondent Mike Rossia reports.
In July, President Donald Trump announced he's withdrawing the United States from the World Health Organization effective July 2021. Trump was unhappy with the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, and he demanded reforms. That the follow-up, the State Department said Wednesday the U.S. will not pay the more than $60 million it owes in dues to the WHO. The Trump administration plans to steer the money instead to the United Nations to pay other assessments. However, that plan may hit a snag. Under U.S. law, arrears must be paid before the United States can withdraw from most international organizations. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More than 861,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had more than 185,000 deaths, Brazil more than 123,000. India, with the third highest death toll, has more than half of Brazil's numbers. The number of worldwide infections quickly approaches 26 million, with those three countries together making up more than half of the world's cases. Another celebrity is coming forward with a story about fighting the coronavirus. AP correspondent, entertainment correspondent, Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
Dwayne Johnson says his world was rocked when he and his family all tested positive for COVID-19. The former pro wrestler and actor says he was shocked after hearing that he, his wife, and their two young daughters all had the disease. In an 11-minute-plus clip on Instagram, Johnson said having the illness was one of the most challenging and difficult things that he and his family have ever had to endure. He says they're all better now. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Germany says it has unequivocal evidence that the prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was in fact poisoned with the Soviet-style nerve agent Novichok. That's the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany after falling ill August 20th from suspected poisoning while on a commercial flight. European leaders searched for the strongest possible terms to denounce that attack, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it outrageous. Tropical storm Nana is barreling westward just off the coast of Honduras on a collision course with the tiny nation of Belize, where thousands of people were stocking up on food, water, and construction materials. A long line stretched through supermarkets and hardware store shelves were nearly bare. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News. Please.